mostly what they wanted was to do something against the establishment. And the establishment in those days in music was very long hair hippies in a certain kind of style. And so in that way, they were punk. Most of the New York people were not punk. They were defined as punk by, when I mean people, I mean all the bands from downtown in New York, with the exception of bands like the Dictators, who were a punk band. The Ramones, Suicide, most of the bands I was involved with, Blondie, Suicide, Ramones, Richard Hell, and a number of others, Patti Smith, Television, they all saw themselves as individual artists and not part of a scene. They were united by punk because they were called punk by a magazine called Punk that was based in New York. And because of that, everybody called it punk. People in Europe picked that up and did create a punk scene. Malcolm McLaren took this kind of movement, which was very loose and very artistic in New York, back to London and made it very commercial. And all the bands that were at the Roundhouse gig on the 4th of July, 1976, when they weren't really just forming bands, were influenced by the Ramones and took the attitude of the songs and the look of the clothes and everything, and also what Malcolm brought, and that became punk. And the Ramones went with that because it was a good idea. But in reality, I don't know what the philosophy of punk is. To me, you know, Ludwig van Beethoven was a punk and planned.